Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, for one thing, when you hear John Gruden, what is he technically of Barstool now? So you say Barstool's John Gruden. You immediately flash back to him in the booth making this is why in the whole bit, Frank Caliendo's John Gruden is pretty much bang on perfect. I'll tell you what, if Pitt wins this game, it isn't because they get Biles back or it isn't because their defense bows its back and produces a stunning performance, at least not from my vantage. If Pitt wins this game, it's because Mason Heinschel goes off and just completely overwhelms Notre Dame and is the best player on the field. Notre Dame does have their own great freshman, although he is not a true freshman. He's a redshirt. CJ Carr, their quarterback, has put up very good numbers across the board, an extremely efficient passer for a very good football team that has really only been challenged, I would say, once in its last five games, and that was against Southern Cal. I thought they played with their food with Boston College. This is going to be the biggest Pitt home game in a very long time. This game is also the inspiration for a PM team power ranking later this hour at the bottom of the hour. Don, we're going to rank, I'll give you time to prep here. We're going to rank the five biggest Pitt home games, okay? They don't have to be games Pitt won, for the record. You could probably, we're talking
right, like
about
the anticipation the buzz. Going into.
Thank you, yes. The buzz, the vibes, yeah. The five biggest Pitt home games this century. At 3:30. We're going to do that. But this game is going to be a game defined by whether or not Mason Heinschel can beat a Notre Dame team that defensively found its stride pretty early in the season after some early hiccups against Miami and Texas A&M, which the Texas A&M stuff doesn't look so bad right now because Texas A&M is probably one of the three best teams in the country, I would say. For me, it's Ohio State, Indiana. It's Ohio State, Gap, not a big one, Indiana, small gap, A&M. And so you lose to them by one score. I don't think that that's anything shameful. But this is what Gruden said about Mason Heinschel. And you're probably not going to be surprised to hear that the quarterback guru, the guy who puts people through quarterback camp and just talks quarterback, spider, 2Y, banana, is very bullish on a freshman who's waltzed in and looked like a steady veteran hand for a team that was in big, big trouble through four games.
I thought I was talking to Derek Carr or Rich Gannon. I mean, this guy is well beyond his years. It's a credit to his family, his upbringing, but he's obviously very poised. He's been well trained, and I know he's ready for this big moment.
So I usually laugh, Don, about some of the times when you'll hear people say things like, oh, he's just so poised. And Pony and I were even raving about it. I mean, the kid's 18 or 19 years old. I still don't even know if he's 19 yet. I think he might be. But anyway, he's a teenager. And we were raving about how just effective of a public speaker he was. It isn't just cliches. You could tell he's very confident in himself, but he also like knows how to keep a lid on it. It's the whole, like, military thing of, oh, he looks you in the eye, you know, shakes your hand, blah, blah, blah. Usually, I would say that's kind of a silly thing to focus on when it comes to an athlete, because sports are usually about, can you, when it comes time to perform, can you just bring the goods athletically and everything else? I will say, I will make an exception. When you're talking about a young quarterback who's going to have to be his team's best player in a game, the idea that Heinschel does not seem rattled by anything or anyone will serve him well and Pitt well. It will have to, really, if they're going to win this game. Because what's coming down the pike is a scary-looking defense. And it's a Notre Dame team that needs to really bash everybody they play. Now, if they win this game, they're going to win out, and they'll get in because they're Notre Dame at 10-2. But they've been of a mindset with Marcus Freeman since that A&M game where they start 0-2 of, we've got to put huge totals on everybody. They got, Sam Pittman, fire/retired at Arkansas. They put 56 on them after they put 56 on Purdue. They played Boise, and it's not a great Boise team, but they strangled the life out of them. They hammered NC State. They beat USC in a game that was competitive, and that's, USC talent-wise is on a similar level, not quite where Notre Dame is, but USC has dudes. They, like I said, got bored with Boston College, I think, and just kind of let them linger for a little bit. And they pummeled Navy. Marcus Freeman does not mess around when he plays the service academies, you will notice. Marcus Freeman, in the very narrow football sense, does not respect the troops when they're on the field, Don. He just generally lowers the boom and drops a hammer on them.
Yeah, and I know Navy had some injuries, but I thought that was a game that would be pretty competitive.
I think if Horvath, their quarterback, had played, and he didn't, service academies to me are very vulnerable. If their quarterback's not playing, obviously I'm a fan of Eli Heidenreich and Alex Teska because, Alex is related to Eli on her mom's side. Those guys are great players, but you got to have the trigger man in those offenses. And Freeman saw that they didn't. It was just basically boot, heel, meet, bug. And listen, the truth of the matter is Notre Dame's got enough talent to do that to Pitt if Pitt doesn't show up. And I've enjoyed this run by Pitt as much as anybody has because it was so unexpected. I mean, they felt like a dead-in-the-water team through four games. They felt as listless as a team could feel. The approval ratings for Cade Bell and Eli Holstein were bottoming out. It actually happened during the Steelers' bye week, Don, because I remember it was a solo show, and I had gotten tipped off that Heinschel, it wasn't going to be Cole Gonzalez, it was Heinschel, who I think most casual Pitt fans and probably even some like serious Pitt fans hadn't really heard a word about to that point. When I got tipped off he was going to start, I was like, interesting. And there were people who were telling me this who were like, we're also excited about it because we think he's legit. He has in every way surpassed anybody's wildest dreams for what these five games could have had for Pitt. I mean, he's not even been close to perfect in the last couple. He was flat out just whatever against Syracuse. But there's like a real it factor around him and now around them by extension. Like it is a compliment to him maybe more than anything else in the way he has turned around the perception of Pitt in five games. And so what is that, 6 weeks, I guess it would be. They really are seen. There's one major reason College game day is coming to what otherwise is not like a true college environment because they're going to be on the North Shore. It'll be a pro environment kind of. It's because Pitt is seen as the last remaining actual hurdle for Notre Dame to get to the playoff. If Notre Dame loses, they have to pray Pitt wins the ACC and that third loss looks a lot better for them. If Notre Dame wins, they're in. Syracuse is dead in the water and so is Stanford. And so it's a testament to Heinschel that I think the people who decide what's a big game that people care about are going to be here for this.
Yeah, and as fun as this whole run has been for Pitt, this is the first time we are getting a chance to see them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Mason Heinschel at QB against a team that's actually good. Because,
yep.
I mean, we'd be lying to ourselves if there wasn't some worry in the back of our minds of, hey, is this team for real or is all of this totally fraudulent? Because, I mean, you ran through the teams they played. It's not as if they were knocking off some top-tier program.
Going now, on the road to beat Florida State when Florida State was still, like, had a pulse,
right. now,
I think
that
was the one that got people's attention.
Really, yeah, I mean, that's like their big win, and Florida State since then has been a disaster. So it's not like that win looks all that good a month later. But at the time, yeah, that looked like a very nice win.
I think putting, what do the kids say now, BTA, belt to ass, on NC State? Is that what it is, or is it boots to ass?
I mean, I guess either way, that's what they did. They put up 50 on them.
Yeah, I think putting 53 on a team that has kind of been Jekyll and Hyde in the ACC is somewhat impressive.
It's also nice that they took care of business because there has, even in all of the years where Pat Narduzzi is able to pull out a stunner
mm-hmm.
at times where his teams aren't very good or that, you know, they're around this same spot, Pitt has also been good to have a real stinker right in the middle where they play a flat-out bad team, and they go out and lose, whether it's a team like Boston College, or I can think back to before Georgia Tech became a good program. They lose to them in just an ugly game. Virginia Tech, when that team was not good, or Virginia comes into Pittsburgh and wins a game before that program turned it around. Like we have those games in the last few years where Pitt's been pretty good. Hey, you know, they can get back on the right track here with a win. They lay an egg. We haven't had that, which is nice, but this final 3 weeks is a gauntlet.
They're going to have College Game Day just officially tweeted it out. Aaron Donald's 97 is getting retired, as it should. One of the all-time greats at Pitt and in the NFL. You know how I feel about his NFL career. Well, they haven't. You know I don't watch College Game Day really much of at all anymore. Does the guest picker ever do anything funny? Like, do they, like, I remember Katy Perry was, like, years ago, was a hilarious guest picker because she was just all over the place.
I mean, they've had actual comedians, or do you mean something not supposed to be funny?
No. Well, like, will they tell the guest picker, hey, if you want to make the big pick, like your Pitt Notre Dame pick, because the game's at noon, so, you know, he's going to pick that last, and then the game will pretty much be right there. Like, could they say, like, hey, do you want to, like, put on a very undersized Notre Dame shirt like you're picking them and then flex like the Hulk and try to, like, rip through it and have a Pitt shirt on underneath? Like, do they let them do that or do they pick them pretty straight? Like, they pick them just down the line and, hey, I sit here and I pick all these games.
I mean, they probably leave it up to – I mean, I'm unable to watch a lot of them, too, given
– Donald's like, got to put the Panther hat on at least. He's got to put the head on, the mascot head. Or what if he just gets some – here's what they should do. If he's going to pick Pitt, which he will – can you imagine if he just picked Notre Dame deadpan? He's like, no, I think Notre Dame's going to win. They got to get a guy to dress up as the Notre Dame, the leprechaun, and have him come up like he's, you know, Tom O'Leary or Jack, you know, whatever, from the old days. And they got to have Donald just throw like a fake sucker punch and knock him out.
He should throw him into the crowd.
That would be unbelievable, too. There's probably liability concerns with things like that, but at least a fake sucker punch would be nice.
ESPN can find a stuntman somewhere.
I can dream.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.